Bogota, a promise between silence and noise. Directed and produced by Luisa Uribe in collaboration with Tembe Laboratorio Sonoro.
Categories are difficult for me. 10 years ago, I refused to use the category of composer, for example. And 20 years ago, the sound art. But I love, really love, to work with sound. Performance, sound installations, sound works. My questions are from the noise, the soundscape, the body, the space is very important. I'm very interested in the political dimensions of the art, and my creation affected by the gender and sexualities.
My name is Manuel, and my artistic project is Mavnuhels. I think I will describe my music as kind of myself trying to sound like the things I like and having like different results depending on how I feel in that moment. And it is basically like an intimate project of various genres and sounds and samples and little bit of everything.
My name is Gregorio Hernandez de Alba. Born and raised here in Bogota, Colombia, lived in Quito, Ecuador, short period of time in Brasilia, and then Mexico City, Ciudad de Mexico, for like 4 or 5 years. Came back, and in all of these different cities, I've been developing different like hardware skills, working with machines, and I have this project called DJ Más Uno, DJ Plus One, where I try my best to translate the language of flavor into sounds.
Para mí era muy rico el pegante. Yo sentía que estaba volando como Superman.
My name is Nicolás Vallejo. I'm from Bogotá, also known as Esmeralda, and I would describe my music as hazy Colombian soundscapes, probably. It came in a moment I was struggling to find meaning in life, I guess. So Esmeralda is a rock that comes from the depths of a dark cave. And for me, it's like the process of like finding my heart in a like dark moment. Bogota, yeah, beautiful hardcore Latin American city. Beautiful and heavy city.
Bogota is like a promise that kind of like never achieved. We all are just waiting for that promise to happen, and it never comes.
coming from this supposedly tropical country, but we're in the mountains and it's kind of cold.
Definitive Bogotano is that buzz and massive roar of 10 million people in a not that big of a valley. You always hear it. It does not matter where you are.
I love the soundscape because I think the soundscape is not contemplative. The soundscape is very active, and the soundscape affects us too.
Bogota is, it has like a natural, unique natural ecosystem with water landscapes and the mountains.
We can learn about us through the soundscape in different dimensions: political, social, religious, emotional. I think the soundscape is talking to us.
Geographically, there's no city like this one, but we all forgot that. But we have to do some other stuff to, as a response of that, making music and making and organizing sound.
When I first came in contact with Cumbia Rebajada, I had the first feeling that I had when I first heard dub, that it was like kind of this slowed down version of a probably more cheerful music, in the case of dub reggae. So like by slowing down, a more textured, like ghostly narrative appeared. And I had the same feeling that I had when I read El Pedro Páramo from Juan Rulfo. That to take on Latin America as a ghost town. And as you know, our story is a story about like massacres, basically, as every colonial story. So it is inevitable that those samples like carry that DNA. So just by playing with them and like looping them for many, many nights, they are charged with those spirits.
Colombia has like those two faces, this country full of crime and corruption and violence, but also you have like this beautiful people, landscape, foods, other climate, you know, so it's this paradox that we have.
If I'm not mistaken, from the 1950s to the 1990s, the population of Bogota doubled, and that massive growth occurred due to the internal violence that the country, like as a whole, was living. So due to that fact that the city doubled its size, the internal political conflict of the country basically landscaped the, not just the diversity, but the segregation that the city has.
I feel very Bogotano, which is a hybrid of many conflicted forces. Obviously, our history of violence and oppression comes from a very disastrous colonial history, and Bogotá is the result of that. The majority of people out of Bogotá have lived in one form or the other, many types of conflict, and obviously the state which has been the most corrupt and violent of all. And precisely because of that, the need to forget and to be happy and to celebrate and to be festive and to dance.
Bogotá is a very big city. The sonority of Bogotá is changing depending on the sound we are.
It is so much of Bogotá's music that is not the music of the city. On a daily basis, we can hear a carranga, metal, salsa, reggaeton, a cumbia. You go to the south of the city and it's the music that is played on, Christmas or como New Year's Eve. But that, as it gets closer to the like densest part of the city, starts this absence of definition of identity that a big city has, that ultimates and has a climax on the north part of the city being this uncomfortably majority white criollo people not having a clear idea what to follow.
It's more like a confusion. For example, if you're from Medellin, or you're from Cali, or you're from Barranquilla, you have like clearer references and traditions that make you who you are in terms of the music, the food. In Bogotá, especially in the north where we are from, the narrative is like the social ascension. It's always looking outside, the Spanish first, then Europe, then United States, these imperialistic forces. But then also, obviously, the rich history and diversity from inside. So we drink from the Caribbean and also from the everywhere, like in Colombia. So it's very eclectic. And I think that like patchwork, especially in recent years and culturally, it's what makes us like this generation with a little bit of everything and celebrating that.
But it kind of gets confusing. Like the question of, okay, like, who am I?
I worked in Documentation Musical Center from the National Library here in Colombia. And yes, I met with particularly music from the indigenous in Colombia. After listening to these recordings, I said, I'm not the same person. And I don't know who I am. And I need to know what can I do with this. I was frozen. It was oof.
I think that sort of like question about identity, for me at least, was important when I started the musical path. Especially the sampling exercises I did. I was really asking a question about who am I in relation to where I come from.
I learn as much as I can from exposing myself to the rhythms that the city is always and the country is always like showing, and from this knowledge try to use the machines that I know how to produce sound with. The main tool that I use to generate music are sequencers. That is my main tool, and like dissembles all of the body of work that I've worked with. The moment
that my life was being too rushy, I just asked myself for the possibility to take out the beat. After a trance of those chords playing for, and you add a single note or switch a filter, you will find yourself in a completely new environment.
We can all agree also that Colombian music is very extrovert. It has left very little space for those moments in which you're basically lost or you don't know, you know? So also a space for that type of exploration.
The silence and the noise could be very uncomfortable in general. With the silence and the noise, we can open the door to the different kind of conscious. Both are invitations to listening.
I am starting to understand that desire of doing ambient and finding my place, my cultural context can create that sound. When I did my last record, somehow it was like an escape for me and for like all the pain that I was having at that moment and until now. So it's very beautiful that people feel that it's kind of background music with lots of feelings into it.
Thank you again for giving this space for ambient and like super soft music, because we're, as Colombians, we're really into hard percussive rhythms. We're globally known for that, and having this possibility to offer intimate spaces, it is like a parallel reality within our city. That new spectrum of ethereal and like free atmospheres and textures, it just feels like a completely new perspective into the city.
Bogota is going extremely fast, and ambient music offers the opportunity of stop.
Bogota, a promise between silence and noise. Featuring Mav Newhels, Esmeralda, DJ Mash Uno, Ana Maria Romano, Ifi. Directed and produced by Luisa Uribe in collaboration with Tembe Laboratorio Sonoro. Produced by Noriette.